The Memorial Day weekend just passed was fabulous, despite the weather forecasters being wrong about the weather for basically the entire weekend. The Cape and Islands had okay weather. Throngs of people were everywhere, and the familiar traffic patterns of summer reasserted themselves for a short while. As always, the birding was hard to beat, and the last push of migrant lambbirds arrived on the morning of May 25th, as well as good numbers of shorebirds. Spectacular numbers of birds were seen at North Monomoy and off of Chatham all weekend long. One group of intrepid, also known as crazy, birders ran a big day around Massachusetts on May 24th, beginning at midnight in the Berkshires, then proceeding around the state with stops in the Berkshires, the Springfield area, Plum Island, Newburyport, Rowley, Cape Ann, Manchester by the Sea, Revere, south through Boston to Plymouth, and then on to the Outer Cape and back to Plymouth, covering some 600 miles in the state within 24 hours, attempting to see and hear as many species as possible from midnight to midnight. The running of and participating in a big day requires a large commitment of time, money, and effort. The more planning, the better. But as always happens, birds have wings and they use them, so that even though they were there the day before, the birds can be gone on the big day. Sadly, this happened with many species of lingering waterfowl that picked that day or evening before to leave where they had been, ruining the best made plans. At any rate, despite a brilliant plan of execution and staying with the program, many of the birds did not cooperate. The group of four managed to find 195 species of birds, which broke the old Massachusetts record by a whopping 2 species. Trying to get 200 species in 24 hours here in Massachusetts has been a struggle. Close, but no cigar. The group was hoping to break that 200 species barrier, a milestone as yet unreached, but big day participants continue to inch closer and closer. This barrier has not yet been broken in any New England state, but remains tantalizingly close. Certainly it is possible, and I predict the barrier will fall next year, with the core group that went on the big year this year, which is a younger group of hardcore birders who can take this brutal exercise in sleep deprivation. Plus, you have to really want it. These gung-ho, tech-savvy, organized young men seem to have the right stuff, as Tom Wolfe would have written, and some year in the not-too-distant future will break the 200-species barrier. The route will get tweaked, advanced scouting will get better, and the 200-species barrier in 24 hours will fall. It is not easy, and this was the first serious attempt to go after the record in 3 years. Certainly, it will not be the last. The weather and traffic are all important to this endeavor. Also, having a window of opportunity waiting for good conditions near the end of May, also critically important. Some big day, everything will align, and the total will shatter 200 species, perhaps getting all the way to 210. I hope you had a great weekend, and until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.